Will you please turn to the last book of the Bible, Revelation?
请我们翻到圣经最后一卷书《启示录》。
Revelation chapter 12.
启示录第十二章。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 11.
启示录十二章第十一节。
And they, the venture, have overcome him, Satan, by reason of the blood of the Lamb, and by reason of the word of their testimony, and have not loved their life even unto death.
弟兄就是那男孩子，胜过他就是撒旦，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽然随之于死，也不爱惜性命。
Let's have a short word of prayer.
我们再有一个简短的祷告。
Dear Lord, our hearts are full of thanks.
亲爱的主，我们心里面满了感谢。
We thank thee for have invited us to thy table.
我们谢谢你邀请我们来到你桌子的跟前。
We remember what love thou hast bestowed upon us.
我们再一次看到你那么大的爱临到我们。
We who were dead in sins and transgressions.
我们本来是死在罪恶过犯里的。
And now by thy grace,We are thy children.
如今因着你的恩典，我们成为你的儿女。
We thank thee for the privilege to partake in the table.
我们谢谢你给我们有这样的特权来到你桌子面前。
Lord, thou hast bought us with such a price.
主啊，你是为我们付了那么大的数价。
How can we live for ourselves?Any longer.
我们怎么能够再为自己而活呢?
We are dying.
我们都已经死了。
And we are here by thy grace and for thy glory.
我们今天借着你的恩典是为了你的荣耀而活。
We thank thee for being with us these few days.
我们感谢你这几天与我们同在。
We continue.To give ourselves to thee.
我们继续把我们自己奉献给你。
And pray that whatever thou hast more to say to us, speak, we are listening.
我们祈求你还有什么话向我们说，请说，我们静听。
This time is yours.
这段时间是你的。
Will you please continue to bless this time?
请你继续的祝福这段时间。
That we may hear thy voice.
我们能够听到你的声音。
And we may surrender ourselves even more to thee.
我们能够更深的降服给你。
Thou art forever worthy.
你永远是配。
We worship thee.
我们敬拜你。
In thy precious name.
奉你宝贝的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I always hesitate to speak after the Lord's table.
每一次当我们纪念主之后，我总是觉得不太容易讲。
We have been brought to the Lord, to His presence.
我们已经给带到主同在的面前。
And what more?Do we want?
我们还要什么呢?
But to obey my brethren,
因着顺服弟兄们的安排,
I try to share something more.
我愿意再交通一点点。
We mentioned that God in His great love,
我们讲到在神的大爱里面,
how he sent his only begotten son into this world.
他如何地差他的儿子来到这个地上。
We, created by him, fail him.
我们是被他所造，但是我们失败了。
And yet, his love will not let us go.
但他的爱没有放过我们。
He sent his only begotten son into this world.
他差他的独生子来到世上。
To be a man.
作为一个人。
In order to save us and save us to the uttermost.
为了要拯救我们，拯救我们到底。
That we may be able to be the man of his mind.
叫我们能够成为他心意里面的人。
That we may be used by him as his witness and testimony.
让我们能够被他使用，成为他的见证，成为他的见证人。
What mercy and grace he has given us.
他给我们的是多么大的怜悯跟恩典呢？
Our Lord Jesus came to this world.
我们的主耶稣来到这个世上。
Full of grace and truth.
充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
And yet after he has worked for over 3 years.
当他做工了三年之后。
People did not understand him.
地上的人不明白他。
They even rejected him.
他们甚至拒绝他。
So we find our Lord Jesus retreated to a Gentile city.
所以我们的主就退到一个外邦的城里面。
Caesarea Philippi.
在撒撒利亚腓立比。
Was a Gentile city.
这是一个外邦的城邑。
But while he was there,
当他在那里的时候，
he asked his disciple a question.
他问他的门徒们一个问题。
Whom do men say that I am?
人说我是谁？
Now, of course.
当然。
We know that how the world misunderstood him.
我们知道世人是那么的不认识他。
How they say something bad about him.
他们讲他的坏话。
How they rejected him.
他们如何的拒绝他。
But of course, the disciples will not tell the Lord of all the bad things people said about him.
当然，这些门徒们不敢告诉主别人说主的坏话。
They wanted to please the Lord.
他们愿意讨主的喜欢。
So they reported to him.
所以他们就向主报告。
Some say you are John the Baptist came into life.
有人说你是施洗约翰复活了。
Others say you are Elijah.
有人说你是以利亚。
The greatest prophet that Israel ever had.
以色列最大的先知。
Others say you are Jeremiah.
有人说你是耶利米。
Because you wept much.
因为你常常哭泣。
And some others said.
还有人说。
You are one of the prophets.
你是先知当中的一位。
In other words, everything was rosy. And good.
换一句话说，都是美丽好听的话。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
did our Lord be satisfied?
我们的主这样就满意了吗？
If something say to you,
如果有人这样告诉你，
you are Confucius coming to life.
你是孔夫子转世。
What will be your reaction?
你感觉如何？
Oh, you say, I'm not worthy.
你说我不配不配。
Because it's too good.
因为太好了。
Now, when they reported all these good things about our Lord Jesus.
当他们报告主，报告给主说，人说他这样这些的美言。
He was not satisfied.
主的心并不满意。
So he asked his disciples,
所以他就问门徒们，
You have been with me for 3 years.
你们已经跟从我三年了。
Whom do you say that I am?
你们说我是谁？
And Simon Peter said,
西门彼得说,
You are Christ, the Son of God.
你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
What a confession.
这是这么样的一个承认。
Christ,
基督。
That is what his work is.
这是他的工作。
He was sent by God to accomplish a special work.
他被神差来完成一个特定的工作。
The work of redemption.
救赎的工作。
You are the Son of God.
你是神的儿子。
That is the person.
这是他的身位。
And our Lord Jesus said, Blessed are you.
我们的主耶稣说你是有福的。
Because this is not something that human beings can tell you.
这不是属血气的能够告诉你的。
It is my Heavenly Father who has revealed me.To you.
这是我天上的父亲启示给你的。
You are Peter.
你是彼得。
I will build my church upon this rock.
我要建造我的教会在这磐石上。
And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
阴间的权势，阴间的门不能胜过它。
Some people misunderstood this word.
有人误解这些话。
When our Lord said, You are Peter.
当我们的主说你是彼得。
Peter means a stone, a small stone.
彼得的意思呢是一块小石头。
I will build my church upon this rock.
我要建造我的教会在这磐石上。
Rock is a huge stone.
磐石是一块大石头。
And yet some people misunderstood.
有人误解这些话。
They say because Christ said it.
因为基督这样说呀。
So the church is built upon Peter.
所以教会是建造在彼得的根基上。
What a misunderstanding.
这是多么大的一个误解。
What our Lord Jesus really said.
我们的主实在他说的意思乃是。
You are a small stone.
你是一块小石头。
Formerly you are just clay.
本来你就是一块泥土。
But now because you have believed in me.
如今你因着你相信了我。
There is a change of inner character.
在你里面有内在性质的改变。
You become a piece of the rock.
你就能够成为磐石上的一块石头。
I am the rock.
我是磐石。
The church is built upon me.
教会是建造在我的根基上。
And you are being built upon me.
你是被建造在我的身上。
And because of what you will be.
因着你将要成为这样。
Because the church is to be built.
因为教会要被建造。
The gates of Hades will all be open.
所以地狱的门都要向你敞开。
Try to destroy the church.
他们要摧毁教会。
But the Lord said,
但是主说,
The gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
阴间的权势不能够胜过它。
So this is the church that our Lord Jesus is to build.
这是我们的主耶稣所要建造的教会。
And we all know.
我们都知道。
On the day of Pentecost.
五旬节那一天。
The Holy Spirit came to the 120.
圣灵降临在120个人的身上。
And they were all filled.With the Holy Spirit.
他们都被圣灵充满。
That is the beginning of the church.
这是教会的开始。
The church has a glorious beginning.
教会有一个荣耀的起头。
And it was supposed to be the bearer of the testimony of Jesus.
他们应该是耶稣基督见证的代表。
When you look at the beginning of the church.
当我们看到教会的开始，
you see how glorious it was.
你看到这是多么的荣耀。
Because on that very day,
因为在那一天
through the preaching of Peter and the 11 disciples,
彼得跟十一个使徒他们站起来宣讲
3,000 came to the Lord,
三千人归向主
and they were all being baptized,
他们都受浸
and they all kept the word of God,
他们都持守主的话
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
what a powerful church it was.
这是多么带着大能的教会
They were able to bear the testimony of Jesus.
他们能够为主耶稣做见证
Many turned to the Lord.
多少人归向了主
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
the church had a glorious beginning.
教会有一个荣耀的开始
But of course, God's enemy was very unhappy.
当然神的仇敌非常的不高兴
So he tried his best to attack the church.
所以他就在那里想尽办法攻击教会
He caused problems to the church.
他给教会带来各样的难处
But thank God.
感谢神
The church was able to solve all their problems.
教会能够解决它本身的问题。
Problems were not problems if they could be rightly solved.
问题就不成为问题如果能够妥善的解决。
Instead, they became blessings.
而这些反而会成为祝福。
So in the early church,
所以在初期教会的时候
we find it was a victorious church.
我们看到这是一个得胜的教会
It was able to bear the testimony of Jesus.
他们能够带出耶稣基督的见证
They gave a good witness to Christ Jesus.
他们为主做了美好的见证
That's the beginning of the church.
这是教会的开始
But unfortunately,
但很可惜的
Satan tried to defeat it.
撒旦尝试在那里击败教会
In the beginning, he tried to threaten it.
一开始他要恐吓
And when it didn't work, he tried to welcome it.
他看着这个方法不行他要在那里施一些软功来欢迎这些人
So we find when we came to the fourth century.
所以我们看到到第四世纪的时候
After Constantine accepted Christianity.
当君士但丁王接受了基督教
Christianity became something popular.
基督教就成为非常受欢迎的一件事
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们
Do you think popularity It's a good thing.
你觉得受欢迎是件好事吗
Actually, it is a great temptation.
实在这是一个极大的试探。
And because Constantine accepted Christianity,
因着君士但丁他接受了基督教
he encouraged his soldiers, his people, to believe in Christianity.
所以他就鼓励他的百姓，他的军兵接受基督教。
Any soldier They will accept Christianity.
任何的士兵接受基督教
will be rewarded with clothes and money.
就能够得到衣服跟金钱的奖赏
And who will not do that?
谁不干呢
So Christianity somewhat became a welcome thing.
所以基督教就成为非常受欢迎的一件事
Humanly speaking,
从人的角度来说
it became prosperous.
这里是蛮成功的
But in actuality,
但实际上来讲
Christianity began to go down.
基督教就开始走下坡
Many joined Christianity.
许多人他们所谓信教的
But they were not saved.
他们没有得救
So you can figure out how difficult it was.
所以你看到当中的问题有多大。
It was for this reason.
为了因着这样的原因
they have to train a special group.
所以他们要训练一些特殊的一群人
in order to take care of the church.
然后他们才能够照顾教会。
That's where the special priesthood clergy came forth.
这就是有圣品人啊，这些所谓的祭司制度的产生。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
when we open the last book of the Bible,
当我们打开圣经最后一卷书的时候
the book of Revelation,
启示录
you find in the beginning,
你发现在一开头的时候
John was exiled to the island of Patmos.
约翰被放逐到拔摩海岛。
John was the last of the twelve who were living.
约翰是当时十二使徒当中最后仍然存活的。
At that time he was working in Asia, that is Asia Minor.
当时他在小亚细亚做工。
But because of the word of God,And the testimony of Jesus, he was exiled to the island of Patmos.
因着主耶稣的话跟他所做的见证，他就给放逐到拔摩的海岛上。
He was put into hard labor.
他在那里做苦工。
But one day,
有一天
it was on the Lord's day.
是在主日。
He seemed to be free from labor.
他那一天好像不用做工。
And we can imagine,
我们可以想象
how he will sit on the rock,
他是坐在海边的石头上
facing the sea,
面对海
because in a good day,
因为在天气晴朗的时候
from the island of Patmos,
在拔摩海岛上
you can faintly see the sea coast,Of Asia Minor.
你可以远远地看到小亚细亚的海边。
And naturally, it will be for John to think about the churches there.
很自然，约翰就想到在那里的众教会。
But as he was thinking about them,
当他在这里默想的时候
he heard a loud voice behind him.
他听到后面有大声音。
He turned back to look at the voice.
他转过头来看这个声音的源头。
And he saw what we call Patmos vision.
他就看到了拔摩的异象。
He saw seven golden lampstands.
他看到有七个金灯台。
And in the midst of the lampstand, one as the Son of God.
在七个金灯台当中看到像人子。
The seven golden lampstands were explained by God.
这七个金灯台，神在这里解释说
，It was the seven churches in Asia Minor.
是小亚细亚的七个教会。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，At that time there were more than these seven churches.
当时不只有这七个教会。
For instance,
比如说
，Colossae was not there.
在那里哥罗西没有提到
Hierapolis was not there
他的教会也没有说到
But the Spirit of God purposely chose seven churches
神的灵特别选了这七个教会
Because these seven churches
因为这七个教会
represent the conditions of all the churches during the endOf the first century.
因为这七个教会代表了在末后那段第一世纪的时候七各个教会的代表。
You find in Revelation chapter 1,
在启示录第一章里面
God gave us a vision of the one like the Son of God.
神叫我们看到像人子的这个意象
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
You know oftentimes our emphasis is on the golden lampstand
多少时候我们只是注重看这七个金灯台
But actually The emphasis that God wanted to know is one like the Son of God.
其实主真正要我们注重看的是那一位好像人子的。
Because the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus.
因为启示的灵乃是讲到耶稣基督的见证。
I remember when I was first saved.
我记得当我刚蒙恩的时候。
I was 15.
我15岁。
And one day I heard a brother speaking.
有一天我听到一位弟兄讲道。
He was Mr. Jeffrey. And he spoke.
这位 Jeffrey 弟兄他说
And he spoke on the image that Nebuchadnezzar saw.
他讲到尼布甲尼撒他看到的意象。
I was so attracted by this word of prophecy.
我就受过这个预言所讲的话来吸引。
So I began to be interested in prophecy.
所以我就开始非常注重这些预言。
I try to know more about prophecy.
我就开始希望能够多一点了解这些预言。
And you know, in studying prophecy,
当我们在读这些预言的时候
，the most difficult thing is to know the timing.
最难掌握的乃是时间。
How will these prophetic things to be happened?
这些预言的事情是在什么时候发生
？How can you arrange all the words of a prophecy in their time zone？
哦，在那段时间里面，怎么样来安排这些事情的发生
？But unfortunately，
但是很可惜的
，I spend more time in trying to put all these prophecy in timing。
所以我很可惜的，我就是花很多的精神，把这些预言什么时候发生，在那里花时间。
I almost become a prophet.
我差点成过先知啊。
And yet, I missed the whole point.
但是我却没有注意到最重要的事情。
Because I lose sight of Jesus Christ.
因为我在那里没有看到耶稣基督。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
as we study Revelation,
当我们读启示录的时候，
as we study prophecy,
当我们读先知书的时候
，It is not all these prophetic words that are important.
不是说这些预言是多么的重要
，because they are to testify our Lord Jesus.
因为他们是为耶稣基督做见证的。
If you see all these words of prophecy,
如果你读到这些预言
，and you do not see Christ,
你没有看到基督。
You missed the whole point.
你在那里就没有抓到重点。
I remember when Brother Watchman Nee asked me to join with him.
我记得当尼弟兄邀请我一起同工的时候。
I was 20 years old.
我那个时候20岁。
I had just graduated from college.
我刚刚大学毕业。
And what did I know?
我知道什么呢
？I knew very little.
我其实知道的很少。
But I worked.
但我在那里做工。
I traveled in many parts of China.
我到在中国到许多城市去传道。
And wherever I went,
不问我到哪里
，we had gospel campaign.
我们在那里有传福音的聚会。
From city to city,
一个城到另外一个城。
We preached the gospel.
我们在那里传福音。
And after people got saved,
许多人得救了。
What did we do?
我们做什么呢？
May I say that I did four things?
让我告诉你，我们只做四件事。
Number one,
第一
，If a person gets saved,
有人得救了
，we will get him baptized.
我们就给他们施浸。
Number two,
第二
and we will gather them to meet together.
我们把他们聚在一起聚会。
And number three,
第三件
we will have the sisters to head covering.
我们要姊妹都必须蒙头。
And number four,
第四
we will leave the denominations.
我们就脱离宗派。
So these are the four things I did for years.
这是我几年里面一直做的四件事。
Until I was tired.
直到我太疲倦了。
Is that all?
就是这么多吗？
Thank God.
感谢神。
Because of the Second World War.
因着二次的世界大战。
I was in Singapore.
我那个时候在新加坡。
And at the last minute,
是最后那一刻。
God brought me out.
神带我离开新加坡。
He brought me to India.
他把我带到印度去。
And if you know in Shanghai, we have a proverb.
你知道在上海啊，那个时候有一句俗话。
If you are so unlucky, you land in India.
如果你倒霉啊，就倒霉到印度国。
I never thought of going to India.
我从来没有想到我会跑到印度去。
Even people suggested to me.
有人跟我说。
I just put this aside.
我就是把它放在一边。
But thank God.
感谢神。
He led me to India.
他把我带到印度。
And while I was in India,
当我在印度的时候
I had the time.
我有一段的时间
So I spent the time in meditating before the Lord.
我在主面前有时间默想
I began to read Mr. Sparks' books.
我开始读史百克弟兄的书
And there the Lord opened my eyes.
在那里主开我的眼睛
He began to show me
他开始叫我看见
that it is Christ.
是基督。
If you look for Christ,
如果你在那里寻找基督
there is no end to your seeking.
你的寻求就没有止境。
If you look for something else,
如果你在那里找别的东西
there will be a limit.
那里是非常有限。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，In His mercy and grace,
因着他的恩典跟怜悯
，He released me,
叫我得释放。
And He showed me that Christ is unlimited.
他叫我看到基督是无限的。
So I began to feel.
所以我里面感觉到。
Now I have something to talk about.
如今我有道讲了。
And this happened until now.
直到如今
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
The spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus.
预言的先知乃是为耶稣基督做见证
God's purpose is for us to see Jesus.
神的旨意是叫我们寻求基督
And this is God's will.
这是神的旨意
So when you look at the book of Revelation,
所以当我们看启示录的时候
you find seven churches in chapters 2 and 3.
你在二章三章里面讲到七个教会
These are the churches at the end of the first century.
这是第一世纪末后的七个教会
And what happened to them?
这里是怎么样的光景呢？
Aside from the church in Philadelphia,
除了在腓拉铁菲教会以外
who was filled with praise and no blame.
只有在这个教会没有受责备而得到称赞。
You find a number of the churches had fallen.
你看到好多个教会都堕落了。
And because the church had fallen.
因着教会的失败。
So you find the Lord began to call for overcomers.
你就看到神开始呼召得胜者。
The last call to the church is the call to overcome.
最末后向教会的呼召乃是呼召得胜者。
There during the end of the first century,
在第一世纪末了的时候
You find that in every church
你看到在每一个教会里面
There was the call to overcome
在那里是对得胜者的呼召
And this call has been coming to the church throughout the centuries.
这个呼召是一直临到教会，从历史历代开始。今天的弟兄姊妹
，The last call to the church is the call to overcome.
对教会最后的呼召乃是得胜者的呼召。
If you read carefully through the book of Revelation,
如果你仔细地读启示录
，you will find in chapters 2 and 3, it is the call to overcome during the end of the third century.
你就会发现，这是第一世纪末了对得胜者的呼召。
And all those who overcome,
得胜的
，they will.Receive reward in the millennium age.
他们就在国度的时候得着奖赏。
Then when you come to chapter 7,
当你到了第七章的时候
the second part,
第七章后面一部分
you will find there are numberless people.
你看到那里有无数很多的人。
Thank God for the numberless people.
感谢神，那里有许多的人。
And they were all clothed with white clothing.
他们都穿着白衣。
And they have palm trees in their leaf, palm branches in their hands.
他们手拿着棕树枝。
And there they praise God.
他们在那里赞美神。
Who are these people?
这些人是谁呢
？Numberless，
有没有人能数过来的
？We believe that these are overcomers through the ages。
我们相信这是历世历代的得胜者。
No matter what the history of the church may be，
不管教会历史是如何的光景。
Thank God， there will be those who overcome。
感谢神。那里都有得胜的
，and a numberless people were there.
那里数不过来的人数
，and there they worship God.
他们敬拜神
，and the Lord took care of them.
后主耶稣在那里实在是看顾他们。
But what about us?
那我们又怎么样呢
？We are now in the 21st century.
我们如今在二十一世纪里面。
Is there anything in Revelation that is for us?
在启示录里面有什么是给我们的呢
？I believe when you come to Revelation 12,
我相信当我们到了启示录十二章的时候
，that is something that relates to us.
这是与我们有关系的。
Now, of course,
当然。
When you read the book of Revelation,
当你读启示录的时候
there are many different interpretations.
当然有不同的一些的解说。
I remember in 1960s,
我记得在1960年的时代
I went to Peru,
我到秘鲁去
because I was invited to go there to visit an American couple.
因为我被邀请去探望一对美国的夫妇。
People older ones may remember this.
年长的可能记得。
At that time, there was 5 missionaries killed by ACA.
在那个时候，有五个宣教士被雅该那里的地方来谋杀。
And the couple I visited,
那一对。我看望的
The husband was one of the brothers who were martyred.
他的兄弟就是其中一个殉道者。
They loved the Lord.
他们爱主。
They went to Peru.
他们到秘鲁去。
They live in a place that you have to fly in.
他们住的地方呢，你只能够飞机才能够到达。
By the river.
在河边。
And half a year, they live in a small boat.
他们有半年是住在一个小船上。
And they travel in Amazon River.
他们在亚马逊河的沿岸，在那里到处去。
And visited the villages.
在那里去看望不同的乡村。
And preached the gospel.
在那里传福音。
And then another half a year.
另外半年呢？
They live in a truck.
他们是住在一个货车上面。
And they will go through the high mountains in Peru.
他们就在秘鲁的这些高山的里面。
And visited villages.
他们在这样去探望各个的乡村。
And I went there to visit them.
我到那里特别去看望他们。
So they took me in their boat.
所以他们就带我上他们的船。
And also in their truck.
也坐他们的上他们的货车。
And we visited different villages.
我们在那里看望不同的乡村。
You know, the first thing he did was,
你知道他头件事
when he arrived at a certain place,
当我们到一个地方
the villagers will come,
那些村民都出来
and ask him to pull teeth,
请他呢去帮他们拔牙
so after he pulled these teeth,
当他们拔完他给他们拔完牙
then he began to speak to them,
然后他就开始讲道了
I was with them,A few weeks.
我跟他们有好几个星期在一起。
And then, before the day I was leaving,
当我临走的前一天
they had a conference.
他们有一次特会。
Villagers, natives, coming out of the jungles.
哦，多少人从这些乡村从各些的地方跑出来。
Because there was no road.
因为这里没有路的。
But they gathered together for a conference.
他们就是这样从各处森林里面出来聚在一起。
And because I was leaving the next day.
因为我第二天就要离开了。
So they asked me to speak that night.
所以那天晚上他们邀请我讲。
But before the meeting.
聚会之前。
Another missionary.
另外一个宣教士
came from a neighboring village,
是从旁边的乡村来的
an Englishman,
是一位英国人
so he came to our brother's home,
所以他就来到我们弟兄的家里
and when he saw me,
当他看到我的时候
he began to question me,
他就开始在这里审问我
now I heard of his background,
我知道他的背景
he was a strict brethren,
他是一个严谨的弟兄会的背景。
So I try to avoid anything they may not please you.
我特别避免讲一些他们不同意的。
But he tried to figure out where I stand.
但他一定要问出我是站在哪一个点上。
So I notice his question is getting closer and closer.
我知道他这个问题就越来越近到那个尖锐的地方。
And finally, the question he wanted to ask, he began to ask me.
最后他要问的问题，他开始问了。
He said, "How do you think of rapture?"
你如何看被提
？Now, the strict brethren, they believe that there will be only one rapture.
因为严谨的弟兄会，他们相信。只是一次的被提
and it was before the great tribulation
而是在大灾难以前
but unfortunately
但是很可惜
my interpretation was different
我的看见是不一样的
so I tried to avoid this question
所以我就尽量避开这个问题
but he kept on closer and closer
他一直追下去
until he came out
直到
How do you think of rapture?
啊，你怎么看被提
？I say all church, the whole church will be raptured.
我说全教会都会被提。
He wasn't satisfied.
他还不满意。
So he said.
所以他说。
How many times?
几次
？I knew he believed in rapture one time before the great tribulation.
我知道他相信是一次灾前。
But I had to be honest.
那我一定要诚实。
I say, brother.
我说弟兄啊。
I believe in rapture.
我相信被提。
But unfortunately,
但是很可惜的
now my understanding is more than one rapture.
我相信是不止一次被提。
And you know what he said?
他说什么？
You do not believe the Bible.
你不信圣经。
I say, brother, I believe the Bible just as you are.
我说我实在信圣经的话跟你一样啊。
But unfortunately,
但是很可惜
our interpretations are now different.
我们的解释有一点的不同。
If the Lord should show me,
如果主今天叫我看见
the way that you think,
跟你的看法一样的话
I'm willing to change.
我愿意改我的看法。
But he insists to say,You don't believe the Bible.
他说，他坚持说你不信圣经。
And after supper,
我们吃完晚饭以后
we walked to the meeting place.
我们就走到聚会厅去。
And he walked by my side.
他在我旁边。
And you know what he said to me?
你知道他说什么？
If you speak, I won't speak.
你若讲，我就不讲。
Now, if it were you,What will you do?
如果是你，你怎么办啊？
He is from the neighbor.
他是在隔壁乡村。
I'm just for a visit.
我只是一个访客。
I'm leaving.
我明天就走了。
So of course.
那当然。
I say I won't speak.
我就说我不讲了。
So I told the brother that I won't be speaking.
我告诉弟兄们说我不讲了。
And the next day I flew away.
第二天我就飞走了。
The natives came to our brother.
哦，这本当地的人来问我们的弟兄。
They wanted to know why I did not speak.
他们要问我为什么不讲。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
Oftentimes, because of a difference in interpretation,
多少时候只是一些解释的不同。
We will be separated.
我们就分开了。
But we believe the same Bible.
我们是相信同一本圣经。
If we continue to fellowship,
如果我们一直在交通里面
，gradually we will come to one mind.
渐渐的，我们就能够进到一个看法里面。
So do not be separated because of different interpretation.
所以不要因着不同对圣经的解说而有分隔。
As long as we believe the Bible.Is the word of God.
只要我们相信圣经都是神的话。
And if we continue to fellowship,
我们一直活在交通的里面。
You may say, tell me what you think.
你可以说，你告诉我你的看法。
I can share with you what the Lord has shown me.
我跟你交通，主给我看见的。
No insisting.
我们不要坚持。
And if we continue to fellowship,
我们继续的交通
we will come to one mind.
我们就能够进到同心的。
And how good that will be.
这是多么的美好。
So I'm going to speak on Revelation 12.
所以我现在要讲到启示录十二章。
I hope you will not mind if you have different interpretations.
如果你有不同的解说，希望你不要介意。
I'm not mind.If you have different interpretations.
我你有不同的解说方法我不介意的。
As long as it will profit us.
只要叫我们能够得益处。
And here in Revelation chapter 12.
在这里启示录十二章。
He saw a great vision.
他在这里看到一个大的意象。
It is the vision of a woman clothed with the sun.
在这里看到一个妇人身披日头
and the moon under her feet,
脚踏月亮
and upon her head a crown of 12 stars,
头戴十二星的冠冕
and being with child, she cried,
她怀了孕，在生产的艰难中疼痛呼叫
being in travail and in pain to bring forth,
她在那里因着生产而带着极大的疼痛。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
if you read the Bible,
如果你读圣经
you will find sometimes the Bible used woman to represent the church.
多少时候圣经用妇人来代表教会
So this is the woman.
这个讲到妇人
during our time,
就是在我们时代的。
That is to say,
就是说
during the time of the coming, second coming of our Lord,
当主第二次再来的时候
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
we are very close to the second coming of the Lord.
我们离主第二次回来的时刻非常的接近。
How close it is?
多么近呢？
He may come now.
他可以马上就来。
There, all the prophecies,
所有的预言
concerning the second coming of the Lord,
讲到主再来的
have been fulfilled.
都已经应验了。
There are still prophecies.
当然还有一些的预言
to be fulfilled.
将要成就。
But these prophecies are concerning at the coming of the Lord.And afterwards.
但这些的预言是当主来的时候跟他来之后的预言。
So, do not look for any prophecy to be fulfilled.
不要在那里等什么预言应验。
Before the Lord can return.
哦，说这些应验了主才回来。
May I warn you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，让我警告你们。
The Lord can come anytime.
主可以任何时刻来到。
He can come today.
他可以今天就到。
Or he can come next year.
或者明年。
We do not know.
我们不知道。
But here you find a woman that represents the church at this time.
这里这个妇人是代表教会，是在如今的这个时代。
Because she has the sun on his head. On her head.
因为他身上他身披日头。
Because she was related to Christ the Son.
因为他是与基督与神的儿子
日头有关。And he had the moon under her feet.
他脚踏月亮。
Because she was related to law.
因为他是与律法有关。
And he had a crown of 12 stars.
他头戴十二星的冠冕。
She was also related to the patriarch age.
他也是与列祖时代的有关。
So she is a woman of the ages.
所以他是历世历代的妇女。
He represents the church.
他代表教会。
And he was in travail.
他在惨难当中。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
When you read Matthew chapter 24,
当你读马太福音二十四章的时候
The Lord Jesus said,
主耶稣说
There will be wars and rumors of war.
在那里有打仗跟打仗的这声音
There will be earthquakes.
在那里到处都有地震
And there will be all kinds of troubles.
在那里到处都有灾难。
But this is the beginning of birth pain.
这乃是产难的起头。
You know when a woman was to give birth,
当一个妇人要生产的时候
she will go through a period of travail.
她在那里经过一段产难的时刻
and it will be increased.
而且这个疼痛是越来越厉害。
Until the birth happened.
直到孩子生出来。
So this is what the church is now in.
这是如今教会面临的光景。
The church today is in travail.
今天教会是在产难当中。
He was to give birth to a man child.
他要生下一个男孩子。
And there is another vision.
在这里还有一个
It is a vision of the red dragon.
这里又讲到一条大红龙。
And without going into detail,
我们不要详细讲。
It was, that dragon represents Satan.
这个大红龙是在那里代表撒旦。
The woman should be the target of the serpent.
这个妇人应该是龙的对他要注意的。
The church should be the target of Satan.
撒旦应该所对付的是教会。
But here you find,
但你这里看到
he is not thinking of the woman.
他没有注意
because that woman is already in his hand.
因为这个妇人已经在他的手中了。
But what he is noticing is the womb.
但他特别注意的是妇人的他的
He knows that the man child that shall be born will be his end.
他知道这个妇人所要生出来的男孩子就能够将他致死。
So he is waiting there.For the child to be born.
所以他在那里等待这个孩子生出来。
He wants to swallow him.
他要把他吞掉。
Some people may think,
有人这样看,
the man child is Christ.
这个男孩子是基督。
But we know after Christ was born,
我们知道当主诞生的时候,
he was not raptured to heaven.Right away.
他不是马上给提到天上去。
He lived on earth 33 years.
他在地上生活了33年半。
So he cannot represent Christ.
所以这个不能够代表预表基督。
But this man child, as soon as he was born,
但这个男孩子当他一生下来
he was raptured to the third heaven.
他马上给提到三层天去。
Now who?Was the man child?
谁是这男孩子呢
The man child is a collective term.
这个男孩子乃是一个团体的名称。
It is not just one person.
不是一个人。
It represents a group of people.
这代表一群人。
Now who were these people?
这些人是谁
？They were the overcomers. They are the overcomers at the last day.
这他们是末期的得胜者
Because as soon as they are born
因为当他一生出来
They will be raptured to the third heaven
马上就被提到三层天去
You know the air above us
你知道在我们上面的空中
is the headquarter of Satan
乃是撒旦的总部
But this man child was able to penetrate through the headquarter of Satan.
这个男孩子他能够穿过撒旦掌权的地方
and reach the throne.
能够达到宝座
In other words,
换句话说
they had overcome Satan.
他们胜过撒旦
They are the overcomers at the time of the coming of the Lord.
他们是主再来的时候的得胜者
And they represent us.
他们代表我们
If we are overcomers,
如果我们是得胜者
we will be represented by that man child.
这个男孩子就代表我们
Because he will go through the air and reaching to the throne.
因为他会通过空中直到宝座。
Who are they?
他们是谁?
They will be the welcoming party to the return of the Lord.
他们是欢迎主再来的一群人。
Because after they were raptured to the third heaven,
因为当他们被提到三层天的时候,
then there will be war in the air.
在空中就有个征战。
Michael and his angels
米迦勒跟他的天使们
will fight against Satan and his followers
在那里与撒旦跟他的跟随者征战
and there will be no more place for Satan in the air
所以在空中就没有撒旦的居所
he will be thrown down to the earth
他就给摔到地上
brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
the air will be cleared
空就会被洁净
why
为什么
Because Christ is going to descend from the throne to the air.
因为基督从宝座要降到空中。
What will happen if Satan was thrown will be thrown to the earth.
当撒旦给摔到地上的时候，会有什么事情发生？
This is the time of the great tribulation.
这是大灾难的时刻。
What will be because Satan is on earth?
那个时候撒旦在地上。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So you find these are the overcomers at the last stage.
你发现这里讲的是在末后的日子的得胜者。
How do they overcome?
他们怎么样得胜呢？
In verse 11,
在十一节里面说，
They overcame him by reason of the blood of the Lamb.
弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血。
That shows us they are not perfect.
说明他们不是完全的人。
You know, we often think that only the perfect will be raptured.
多少时候我们以为只有那完美的才能够被提。
But aside from the Lord Jesus,
但是除了我们的主以外，
there is no one who is perfect.
没有一个人是完全的。
We have sinned.
我们都犯了罪。
But thank God.
感谢神。
We know the preciousness of the blood of our Lord Jesus.
我们知道我们主耶稣基督宝血的珍贵。
Whenever we feel we have done something against God,
我们发觉我们做了背叛神的事情。
Immediately we come to the Lord for the cleansing of the blood.
我们马上来到主的跟前，求他的宝血洁净我们。
I think you probably heard of what happened to Martin Luther.
我相信你们听过马丁路德的故事。
Martin Luther was used by God to be the reformer of the church.
马丁路德是神所用他来改教的一个器皿。
One day he dreamed a dream.
有一天他做了一个梦。
He saw Satan came to him.
他看到撒旦来找他。
And show him a screw.
在那里给他看一个书卷。
And the screw said, "The sins of Martin Luther."
这整卷的书卷就是说马丁路德所犯的罪。
And it was written inside and outside.
里外都写满了。
And Satan laughed and said,
撒旦在那里嘲笑他说，
"How dare you do the work of reformation?"
你怎么能够还敢做这改教的工作呀？
And you know what Martin Luther did?
你知道马丁路德说什么？
He took up a red pen.
他在那里拿了一个红笔。
And wrote over the screw.
然后在这个书卷上写上，
The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses all sins.
耶稣基督的宝血洗净了一切的罪。
And Satan left.
撒旦就逃跑。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
How we treasure the blood of our Lord Jesus.
我们多么宝贵主耶稣的宝血。
We cannot live without his precious blood.
离开他的宝血，我们没有办法生活。
Some people say even the tears of repentance need to be cleansed.
有人告诉我们，就算我们悔改的眼泪也需要宝血的洁净。
But by the blood of the Lord Jesus,
借着耶稣基督的宝血，
we will be cleansed.
我们就得了洁净。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
we often look for something, someone perfect.
我们经常在寻找这些完全的人。
You won't find them.
你找不到的。
But however imperfect we are,
但是不论我们是多么的不完全，
if we trust the blood of the Lord Jesus,
如果我们信靠主耶稣的宝血，
And is always under the blood of the Lord,
我们常在他宝血的底下，
Then we will be cleansed.
我们就蒙洁净。
Number two,
第二点，
They overcome the enemy.
他们弟兄胜过他，
By reason of the word of their testimony.
是自己所见证的道。
They have a testimony.
他们有自己的
见证。They have the testimony that Jesus is Lord.
他们的见证乃是耶稣是主。
And because they have the testimony within,
因为他们里面带着见证，
So when they say the word,
当他们讲到道的时候，
that word is powerful.
那个道是带着能力。
You remember in the book of Acts,
你记得在使徒行传里面，
when Paul went to Ephesus,
当保罗到以弗所的时候，
and God greatly used him.
神大大的使用他。
And there were the seven sins of a Jewish priesthood.
在那里有祭司七个儿子。
And they tried to drive out devils.
他们在那里游行赶鬼。
And they, when they saw Paul, in the name of Jesus, devils were driven out.
他们在那里看到，哦，保罗说奉耶稣基督的名，鬼就被赶掉了。
So they tried to use the same formula.
所以他们就用保罗的方程式。
And they tried to say, I ask you to leave in the name of Jesus that Paul preached.
我现在叫你离开是奉保罗所用的耶稣基督的名。
And the demon said,
这个鬼说，
Jesus I know.
我知道，我认识，我知道谁是耶稣。
Paul I'm acquainted with.
哦，保罗我跟他也认识的。
But who are you?
你是谁啊？
So he overcame too.
所以他就降在他们的身上。
And they fled naked.
他们就赤身露体的逃跑。
And this was known in all Ephesus.
因为这在以弗所大家都知道的事情。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
unless in our life,
就在我们的生活里面，
we really have the testimony.
我们要有见证。
Jesus is Lord.
耶稣是主。
It is not just a word.
不光光是一些的话，一些的道。
The lordship of Jesus is true in our life.
耶稣基督做我们的主，在我们生命里面是真实的。
So when we say the word,
当我们讲到他的道，
there is power behind it.
就带着能力在这些话里面。
Number three.
第三点。
And they loved not their lives even unto death.
他们随至于死，也不爱惜性命。
The lives here is our self life.
这个性命乃是我们的己生命。
They do not love their self life.
他们不爱惜自己的生命。
They are literally willing to give up their self life.
他们愿意来舍他们的己。
That Christ may be their life.
让基督做他们的生命。
And because of this,
因着这样，
they overcome the enemy.
他们就能够胜过仇敌。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
may it be true here.
可能是对的，在这里讲。
We who are here this morning,
今天我们在座的，在这里的人，
if we have this testimony,
如果我们有这个见证，
when Christ shall come,
当基督来的时候，
we will be raptured,
我们就被提，
we will be the welcoming party,
我们就成为那些迎接主降临的人，
to welcome our Lord Jesus,
我们在那里欢迎我们的主。
And after the air was clear,
当空中被洁净之后，
the Lord will descend from the throne to the air.
主就从宝座降到空中。
And on the earth, there will be the great tribulation.
在地上会发生了大灾难。
But thank God,
感谢神，
even the great tribulation is for us.
大灾难本来是应该我们承担的。
Because God would use the great tribulation,
因为神要用着这大灾难，
to wake up those Christians who were asleep,
去唤醒这些睡着的基督徒。
And out of the great tribulation, there will come forth overcomers,
在大灾难当中也有得胜者的出现。
That's what you find in Revelation 15,
这是启示录十五章讲的话。
And that's what First Thessalonians chapter 4.
这也是帖撒罗尼迦前书四章的话。
The trumpet will be blowing.
在那个时候，号筒吹响。
And there will be shout of the angels.
在天使在那里呼喊。
And those who are dead in Christ will be raised in resurrection.
在基督里面睡了的人就会从死里复活。
And those who are present still there.
那是才存活的人。
They will be changed.
他们身体会改变。
But where will be the raptured?
那什么？时候是被提呢
？They are not raptured to the third heaven.
他们被提到哪里去呢？不是被提到三层天。
They are raptured to the air.
他们被提到空中。
Because there will be the judgment seat of Christ.
因为在那里有基督台前的审判。
And while this judgment seat of Christ was going on,
当基督台前进行审判的时候
，then The wrath of God, represented by the seven vials, will be poured upon the earth.
神的愤怒用七碗来代表，就倾倒在地上。
But in the judgment seat of Christ,
在基督台前的审判
，those who overcome,
那得胜的
，they will be rewarded with millennium kingdom.
他们千年的国度就成为他们的奖赏。
They will rule with Christ for 1,000 years.
他们与基督一同作王一千年。
And those who are overcome,
那得胜的
，Where will they be?
他们在哪里呢
？They will be cast in outer darkness.
哦，那些不得胜的，他们给拆在黑暗的里面。
And you know, people are very curious.
很多人他们非常的好奇。
People will ask now.What is outer darkness?
有人说什么是外面的黑暗
I'm not going to say it.
我不告诉你们。
But anyway,
无论如何
even in outer darkness,
就算在外面的黑暗
during the millennium time,
在千年国度的时候
they will be gnashing their teeth and repent.
他们在那里咬牙切齿悔改。
And after they have repented,
当他们悔改之后
In eternity,
在永世里面
they will also reign with Christ.
他们在永世的里面还要与基督一同掌权
And this is the plan of God.
这是神的计划
The testimony of Jesus must be declared.
耶稣基督的见证一定要被宣告
May the Lord have mercy. Upon every one of us.
愿主的恩典临到我们每一个人。
Shall we pray?
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, as we relate Thy word,
亲爱的主，当我们讲到你的话的时候
，We thank Thee for Thou art so merciful and gracious.
我们非常的感谢你是那样的怜悯跟恩典。
How it is in thy heart.
你的心中是这样的来对我们。
That we all will be overcomers.
我们都要成为得胜者。
Thou want us to rule and reign with thee.
你要我们与你一同掌权。
And thou want to prepare us for that day.
你要预备我们为了那个日子。
We thank thee for gathering us this time.
我们谢谢你这一次把我们聚在这里。
As we by thy grace go to our different places.
当靠着你的恩典我们回到我们的各不同的地方。
May we all be vessels of thy testimony.
叫我们都能够成为你见证的器皿。
May we all be those who hasten thy return.
叫我们都能够成为催促你快来的人。
It is the cry of our heart.
这是我们心中的呼喊。
Come, Lord Jesus.
主啊，愿你快来。
We ask in thy name.
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。
阿门。
阿门。